Meet, Twitter's ban on misgendering transgender people promotes free speech. By Charlie Nash on November 30, 2018. The New York Times published an article by Media Matters editor-at-large Parker Malloy Thursday, claiming Twitter's new decision to ban users who misgender transgender people promotes free speech. In the article, titled How Twitter's Ban on Dead Naming Promotes Free Speech, Malloy declared, "As a transgender woman, I find it degrading to be constantly reminded that I am trans and that large segments of the population will forever see me as a delusional freak. Things like dead naming, or purposely referring to a trans person by their former name, and misgendering, calling someone by a pronoun they don't use, are used to express disagreement with the legitimacy of trans lives and identities," she continued, claiming, "it shuts down conversation. If we want more and better speech on this topic, even among trans critics, Twitter's policy gives us the framework we need to reset our thinking. To date, we've put semantics over substance," Malloy proclaimed. "We need to come to terms with the fact that we won't understand what the other side feels or believes. And maybe that's okay, but that doesn't relieve us, as a freewheeling democratic public, of the responsibility to hash out thorny policy issues. By setting guardrails for that conversation, Twitter's new policy points us in that direction." Despite supporting the new Twitter policy as a way to promote healthy conversations on social media, Malloy faced controversy in 2014 after she told another transgender woman to cut herself and drink bleach. Twitter implemented its ban on misgendering and deadnaming transgender people this month, and has already banned feminist Megan Murphy for saying women aren't men and how are trans women not men? What is the difference between a man and a trans woman? On the platform. In an article for Quillette, Wednesday, Murphy explained how formerly banal facts have become heresy, akin to terrorist speech. Despite Twitter's attempts to curb anti-trans abuse, the social network banned the accounts of two popular transgender commentators, anti-SJW YouTuber Theron Meyer and libertarian Michelle Catlin, last year. Charlie Nash is a reporter for Breitbart Tech. You can follow him on Twitter at Mr. Nashington, or like his page at Facebook.